If you didn't get the continuing theme in the gospel, it was stay awake, especially during the homilies. Four times in the gospel, in this short passage, our Lord says, stay awake. And then a couple of other times, don't go to sleep. It's a very fitting gospel for our first Sunday of Advent, because Advent is a time for us to wake up. It's a time of waiting for the coming of someone, of one of the greatest event in our history, when God became man and then he came to dwell among us. But the waiting of Advent is not like the waiting for a bus, although there are some similarities. Because if you're waiting for a bus and if you're not paying attention, you're going to miss it. It's going to go right past you. If you're lucky, there might be someone else there who'll hail the bus down for you. But you got to pay attention. Same thing with Christmas and with Advent. If we're not paying attention and looking towards that which we are waiting for, we might just miss the entire point of it. Also, with the bus, you can't just say, well, I want to go to Perth and just go hang out on any road, hoping that a bus will go by that's happening to go in that direction or to that destination. You need to do a little bit of research, a bit of study, so to speak, the timetables, where the bus stop is, etc. How much it's going to cost, even. It's important. But in Advent, we're not waiting for just a bus. We're waiting for the Creator of all things, the God, our Father, our Redeemer. And so God gives us this liturgical time. The church invites us to prepare in this time. These different liturgical seasons of the church are not, obviously, not just a moment that we get to wear different colors. It's a moment of special graces for each season. And so we have the grace right now in Advent, in a similar way to Lent, we have the grace now to prepare ourselves. What are we to do then from a practical point of view? Advent, like Lent, is also therefore a time of prayer and penance, of more prayer and penance, or maybe to review the quality of our prayer and penance. Penance, one of the whole reason we do penance is that we mortify ourselves. We mortify, coming from the word to die. We let things die to us so that we can hold on to God. We can realize we need to remember that things of this world are all passing, but the thing, or the person rather, excuse me, the person who is coming will never pass. He has to be the most important thing in our life. Advent is a time for us to remind ourselves of that. And of course, prayer, where we'll get the grace to be able to detach ourselves from all these things in our life. You know, our Lord wanted to show us that things of this life, certain things have importance, but ultimately only he is the one who is important. And so he shows us from the very first moment when he showed his face to the world, he was not born in a palace. I mean, remembering he's God, he could have clicked his fingers, so to speak, and built a palace and been born surrounded by servants and maids and whatever else. No, he was surrounded by ox and a donkey in a stable, in a grotto. Born and put into a manger. You know, a manger is a feeding trough, which, of course, has an important symbolism to the Eucharist. And so he wants us to know also that these things and the things of this world are but passing. As he came with nothing and died with nothing, literally nothing, on the cross, he wants us to prepare ourselves also to remember this. We come into the world with nothing, we leave with nothing, as Job discovered very quickly that truth. The other thing to take heart in is remember that because he was born in a stable, you can imagine Jesus, Mary and Joseph arriving at the stable, and Joseph's going, well, this is all we got, let's make the most of it, and he would have cleaned the place up. It would be the most immaculate stable, no pun intended, ever to exist. Cleaner than any of our houses, that's for sure. And so we shouldn't be discouraged if our insides, if our soul feels a bit like a stable sometimes. If God was born in a palace, we might feel, oh, well, what would God want to do with me? No, he was born in a stable because he knows, ultimately, we all have a bit of a donkey within us. And so we shouldn't be discouraged. God comes to encourage us, to elevate us. But if we really want to know how to prepare ourselves well for Christmas, is when our Marian prayer needs to increase. There is never a time, I say this, I'm happy to be corrected, but I think Advent is one of the most important times that we remember Our Lady. Why? Because if Advent is about us remembering that it's Christ who is coming, in this period, 2014 odd years ago, Our Lady was 8 months pregnant. There's no way she was going to forget that Jesus was coming. For those of you who have been 8 months pregnant, you're not going to forget. And so every day she had this truth literally within her and in front of her, that her God was coming. He was with her now, and so she would prepare herself with prayer, with talking to him. All of you who have had children, and the husbands too, I'm sure, would speak to your children before they were born. Our Lady would have done the same thing. She might have even heard back. And so we pray to her that she may teach us how to talk with our Lord who is on his way, how to prepare ourselves that he may, that by the end of this this period of Advent, that it's kind of, dare I say, a spiritual pregnancy for all of us, where Jesus may be able to develop more fully within our souls, so that at the end of Advent, Christmas Day, he may be born again within our hearts. This is the whole point. We need him to be born over and over again so we may be born again in the proper sense in the life of Christ. As I say, every Advent and Lent, as I try to remind us all, including myself, for myself, this will be the 39th Advent, or maybe the 40th, I'm not sure how it all works. It's been quite a few, but it might be the last. And so as we recognize it as a liturgical time, let us not waste it. Let us really prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ this year. Clearly not just with buying gifts and presents. That's part of it as a way of celebrating the feast itself. Don't let it become the feast. But really preparing our hearts as a fit dwelling place for Christ when he comes. We don't have to be concerned if we are a stable, then let's clear it up. God has given us the means to clear up the stable of our hearts. But he does want to come nevertheless to us this Christmas. Let us pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary and to Saint Joseph that they may help us to prepare to be generous this Advent so that we may truly be a fitting dwelling place for Christ. We may give glory to God and sanctify ourselves and save as many souls as possible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.